which needs to be items that are on the state-maintained route. So I know that we do have a few needs that have been submitted that are on local roads. So we note those. Sometimes we leave them on the list if they're significantly noteworthy and the community is wanting to go after some grant funding or something that might be able to help with some of the local transportation needs. But then we have a bike ped list, which are all, of course, local needs. We use that primarily for our transportation alternatives program, our TAP application letter of support. So the applications for TAP programs are open right now. And then we have some rail and freight needs. Aviation, obviously the airports have their own plans and their own funding sources. Some transit needs, and then freight as well. Some of those lists are kind of hangouts from Amendment 7 several years ago when we were exploring a sales tax initiative and we added the multimodal component to our list. But primarily what we look at is the road and bridge on the MoDOT route and your bike head needs. Rail, freight, transit, aviation, we look at those maybe for other funding sources. We do have a transit plan that will be updated later this year, so we address a lot of those issues in that separate plan. But we go ahead and take a look at them during this process as well. With that said, I know that on the first page, the shaded in gray are your top three needs. And these are pretty regionally significant. I think that they match up fairly well with your top needs on the Transportation Advisory Board's prioritization list. The number one, Kane County Expressway, is the same number one that we have on here. On your list, you do have the US 160 widening through Forsyth prioritized higher than your 65 freeway standards, north-south through the county. So I'm not sure if you want to leave that the same or if you want to switch those two around. Other than that, the only new road and bridge project that was added through our survey was in Marion Woods. It looks like it's mostly local road improvements, but there was a comment about adding, I think, some shoulders along 176 through the city of Marion Woods. There's a 10-foot apron that was kind of requested in that survey. I'm not sure what the right way looks like along there, but maybe some opportunities to add some shoulders along there was part of the request. So any questions about what's on here, any corrections? Or
We are new at these meetings, and we are from Marion Woods, so we like to see this. Why are they highlighted in orange?
So the orange just indicates new needs that were submitted through our survey process this year. And actually, I think that one. There's also another one for Marion Woods that's further up on the list, so it's not numbered, but it would be number 18. That looks like some citywide local road improvements needed, identified on that need as well. So that would have been submitted in a previous year. Maybe that may have been submitted last year and just didn't get prioritized into the rest of the list. Again, though, for this list, we try to look at state-maintained routes. So I think 176 would be one to keep on the list if it's an identified need. Talked about adding a shoulder is what we were talking about there. Yeah. But the local road improvements typically we wouldn't prioritize on this list because we're talking about the state funds for this pretty simple process. I think we had actually started working with the city a year or two ago on the CDBG application. We're waiting for the transportation tax pass.
Yes, we're hearing that. We're trying to figure out why.
Yeah. It was because
I've heard because of audit, and that's because of not having the funds to match.
So now we have some funds. The application was due before the initiative was going to vote, and so you couldn't certify that you had the local funds for matching. So, like I said, the top three projects we will take to the regional level and prioritize. But everything else on this list and your the list that the tab keeps tabs on is significant as well for any other grant applications. We utilize this list to write letters of support and indicate, yes, this project was identified as a priority for the county, even if it didn't make it to the top three to the regional level. Usually, we do look at regionally significant projects that get to the, or needs that get to the regional level, these large corridors. Within those, you know, we do try to identify some specific locations. So like along 65 Highway, identifying new grade separation interchanges or something like that can help us break out whenever there's, we're looking at that corridor and wanting to fund some specific projects. But we try to, several years ago, we started kind of lumping those projects along the major corridor to help them get more priority and more points in our scoring process at the regional and at the district level. So any comments or issues with what we've got on here? Do you want to leave these top needs the same? Any changes that need to be made?
There's any way to break it up into segments.
Within that quarter, what would be the top priority?
86 intersection.
And I apologize, I did leave off my list. We are planning a partial interchange at 65 and 265, and that is for safety reasons, because we've got crash history there. And that's coming up in 2025. And when I say partial interchange, we'll be putting in a bridge and connecting to the outer roads that exist there. So the bridge would serve as the permanent interchange. Once the high road were ever to be extended, it will line up with the high road right away that we own now, and we'll feed traffic off of 265 over to the interchange to basically to be able to make lefts. Yeah. You'll be able to go right in, right out at the existing intersections, but you won't be able to make lefts, and so you'll have to go up and over and use the bridge. I'll try to bring a drawing with me the next time, because we just had our first meeting. It's kind of an interesting concept. Sorry about that, Jason. So you were asked about pieces of parts. I'm like, I have one piece. No.
You can note 86 as being a top priority along that corridor.
I would think so.
Thumbs up from us.
Well, I know out where my place is on the north end, it's going to take a long outer road through there where Bear Creek Road is.
Yeah.
There's 3 mile outer road. So that's kind of almost a whole separate project, I would think.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of very expensive challenges to getting the rest.
Yeah, going through Bear Mountain again.
We're working with a concerned citizen group at AABB, which is actually in Christian County, to just get a concept going for their interchange so that we can at least put a cost estimate to it, because they would really like to see that accurate. Go away. We've got flashers on it now. It's not the safest location to cross. So.
Okay, and our updates from number two. And number three, I'm assuming your name is Sam. are, unless there's any other, any objections that you want to move something up, we can just make sure that we've got these numbered down. Through priority order, looks like through 22, maybe. Keep those on the list, and again, if there's opportunities that come available for some of those projects, then at least we can indicate that they're on the county's list. For bicycle and pedestrian, again, these are very local projects usually. Primarily, we like to see them on county lists so that we can write letters of support for TAP applications. We had two submitted through our survey this year, one in Marion Woods, sidewalks on 176 from Westgate to the Dollar General, and then one in Taneyville on 76 from Winkle Creek Road to 4th Street. At the 7th Street intersection, looks like. I will note last year we had lots of discussion about your number one. So the Curryville, the school district was really promoting that project for safety for students crossing 76 Highway there. I would imagine you might keep that as number one unless you've got another priority for the region or for the county. Again, it's typically our local projects that are moved forward through TAP applications or some other funding mechanism, not necessarily through the STIP process, but occasionally we have other opportunities available that we can maybe advocate for some of these priorities.
Kind of see what plate to spin around the city hall now.
I understand.
Hearing nothing. We'll keep your bike ped list the same. On rail, I did have Ashwari wrote some notes, so Ashwari mentioned those. Your number two and three, looks like rail connection from 86 to the airport. Some notes, I think, from past conversation at one of these meetings. That was looking to for an option to place the transload facility at the airport, but railroad was not really on board with that site. Deciphering this note correctly.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. The transload facility?
So we're talking about looking at rail from along 86, from 86 to the airport. I think that was intentionally intended to serve a transload facility, but according to this note, the railroad was not necessarily on board.
So you mean like extending 86 from 65 to the airport road? In an effort to help with transload, because the transload facility that we've been working on is closer in Halsey, not out by the airport.
That's probably why the note is to probably
The alignments don't really work and the topography until you get down by the wastewater treatment plant in Halsey.
It's probably your third one on there. You've got the Hollister Route 65 to Industrial Park.
So that one also has a note maybe to perhaps remove from the list because of the elevation change